Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
William Booth and his wife Catherine were partners. Catherine was every bit responsible for the couple's success, as was William. It so happened that Catherine, though shy by nature, in public speaking was a bit of a tiger. She did a lot of public speaking. In a culture where women were expected to be seen and not heard, so to speak, you can imagine Catherine caused quite a stir. She prevailed, however, and eventually became known as the Woman Preacher of England. Catherine was a strong advocate for the unlimited involvement of women in all aspects of worship, teaching, and leadership in the church. William's dynamic style of preaching was a cause for jealousy by his superiors and other preachers in the Methodist Church. He drew larger crowds and was more successful than they were. You can see why the rift might fester and grow to the point of Booth's leaving the Methodist Church and starting their own ministry, the Salvation Army. I was delighted to discover that both Catherine and William were admirers of Charles Finney, who preached in America 100 years earlier. Finney's book, Lectures on Revivals of Religion, was William's favorite book. It is obvious the Booths possessed the same fire for lost souls as Finney had. The Booths founded and grew the Salvation Army while parenting 9 children. They were both heavily involved in the work and both preached regularly.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.